Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Gen 40 heater. Natural gas bills will be 46% higher per month this winter compared to last year. The Gen 40 has dual hybrid technology and will reduce your heating bills every month and save you money. Save $50 on the Gen 40 with code HOWIE50 at EdenPureDeals.com.
The numbers are in. Listeners are voting often and early for Grace Curley, just like they did for her adopted grandfather. From year one to number one.
Make it so, number one.
You can read Grace's work in the Boston Herald, The Spectator, and The Daily Mail.
You got to bring in a new voice, a young voice, a rising voice, Grace Curley.
Now, live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, the millennial with the mic, The Grace Curley Show.
Especially Grace. Grace, stand up.
And happy Friday, everyone. I'm Toby Leary, sitting in for the vacationing Grace Curley. And I'm really happy to have on the line with me right now, Professor David Clements from, I think he was University of New Mexico is where he was a professor. And thanks for joining us today, David. How are you today?
I'm doing great, Toby. Good to be with you.
Yeah, thanks so much for coming on again. And I understand you're on your speaking tour where you're headed north and east. And so you're in Connecticut now. And we're actually going to host you on the 21st at Cape Gunworks. So I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, same here. I can't wait.
Yeah, it's going to be great. And I've followed your work since the last time we spoke. And you're a busy man. You're out in front of the public here. And, you know, why don't you give our listeners just a quick synopsis of what it is you've been doing and why you started to do it?
Yeah, so I was a longtime prosecutor, and then I was a law professor. And on November 3rd, 2020, like most folks, nothing added up. And I was just ahead of the curve because I'm used to going after bad guys that conceal wrongdoing or want to get away with crimes. And so for me, it just screamed like this was a crime. And instead of drug trafficking, which I used to oversee agents to go after drug traffickers, it looked like vote trafficking. Mm. The entire scheme did. And so I was tracking cases, and we were all hoping that something would transpire on January 6th where the rule of law would work and Congress would look at all of these different claims of election fraud. And then what happened? You had basically what amounted to a false flag where you had a bunch of legitimate patriots that were hoodwinked into going to the Capitol by the FBI, by Antifa, by BLM. And my university basically accused half of my student population of being racist insurrectionists. And I was so sickened by it that I posted a video that went viral. It got me on Tucker Carlson's show, and it painted a giant bullseye on my back, because there's two things that you just couldn't talk about back then, and that was the election. You still can't talk about it in a lot of places, and medical tyranny. Hmm. And at the university that I worked, I taught consumer protection. So I'm a subject matter expert on all kinds of things where you can normally sue the government when they hurt you through their policies. And for whatever reason, Big Pharma got this giant exception, blanket immunity. You couldn't sue them, and everyone's being forced to get the jab or get fired. So my journey had just evolved to where I was covering all kinds of topics, trying to shine a light, much like I would have done when I tried cases. And, you know, I had a podcast that I ended up overseeing an audit. And so we basically have this movement now where we've gone county to county, and we're trying to encourage people to confront their county commissioners, the people that locally administer elections or certify post-election results, and saying, look, you can withhold certification. Because when you certify something, you're saying it's trustworthy. And there's nothing about this system that's trustworthy. And what bears that out is the latest Rasmussen poll that shows that approximately 60% of all voters believe that the 2020 election was rigged. And over 50% of all voters believe that there's going to be widespread cheating this November. And so we're trying to restore accountability by minimizing the vulnerabilities that are presented by the machines, getting people to show up to vote on election day. And there's a reason why we tell people to wait till election day. So that's been the journey. I'm trying to be kind of whatever I need to be to just wake people up.
Sure. And, you know, it seems like some of the message is actually getting out. We saw like 17 counties in Alaska have forbidden voting machines of any kind. Today, there's a news article that came out by Raheem Kassam. He said that the University of Michigan professor of computer science, Alex Halderman, tweeted out, and he said that colleagues and I have found a serious privacy flaw that affects Dominion ICP and ICE ballot servers. And we've already informed Dominion and state officials, and we've created a site to help officials and the public. And this is a guy who doesn't have a dog in the fight. He's not political. He's not a pundit. He's just saying, hey, we found this major security problem. And then we saw, you know, last week, one of the articles in the New York Times that didn't age very well, how a you know, as a result of the pit that Catherine Engelbrick and Greg Phillips did, the ones that produced 2,000 Mules, they talked about this company, Connect, that had ties to China, and their servers are based in China. And they were like, oh, this has become a, you know, a banner issue for the conspiracy theorists. And then the very next day, the same reporter had to report that the CEO of Connect was arrested for storing election data and information about election officials in China. And it's like starting to come apart at the seams. Their narrative about how it was the safest and most secure election in history is starting to come apart at the seams right before everybody's eyes, right?
Yeah, it's unraveling. And, you know, you brought up a lot of stuff that we can unpack there, but I'll say this, you know, Alex Halderman, No one's disputing that man's credentials, but he seems to be very politically expedient. So, like, there's a lot of tape and video of him from 2016 to 2020 when Trump was in office, and he was just telling everyone how vulnerable these machines were. And as soon as Biden gets selected, he's been hiding under a rock. I think the reason why he's now talking about the privacy breach is that he realizes that he's in trouble. Because this Connect stuff, the security breaches with Eugene Yu, and the fact that you had election workers in thousands of counties, all of their personal identifying information are on Chinese servers, including bank accounts. The fact that Connect does a product with our Yukawa ballots, which is basically our overseas voting for military personnel. So you've got national security issues represented here throughout our voting system. And so, once again, the conspiracy theorists are being validated. And you know, the truth is, that's the beauty of the truth, is that if you get enough people searching for it, it's a tidal wave. And right now, we are basically in the midst of a tidal wave, a truth bomb, if you will. And election officials are scrambling. So a lot of people are now trying to save face. I think what Halderman just did was just, I don't think he expected us to connect the dots with Eugene Yu. The Connect story is a huge, huge deal. There's other places that are looking out of getting rid of their contracts with Connect. And so that critical infrastructure that everyone wants to protect has been exploited by the communists. And I just every day, it's really hard to keep up with just the number of stories that are coming out now.
Yeah, there's a lot of people doing a lot of good work. And I've said, even if, like, this was all just the land of make-believe. Like, it's just a bunch of people who can't take election results and you know, move on with their life. They're just stuck in the past. If that was really the case, then wouldn't it be incumbent upon all of the election officials to just turn their cards face up and say, look, here it is. There's nothing to hide here. There's nothing to see here. You guys really do have it wrong, and prove that that they had it right and we have it wrong. And just go ahead and prove, like, but shutting people out of courtrooms and making it so that you can't even contest it without being labeled a conspiracy theorist or an insurrectionist or whatever, whatever the, you know, media cabal is after these days, it proves that they're hiding something. There's something to hide here. They don't want the truth to come out. Am I right, or am I, you know, off on the deep end here?
No, you're totally right. Here's the deal. Like, no one challenges. I mean, I've got a record. There's so many opportunities to prove me to be a liar. In fact, I tell people exactly what they could use to prove me to be a liar. And they don't. They resort to name calling. They try to discredit you as a crazy wacko. There's a narrative that's, you know, set forth in the Washington Post or NPR. But when it comes to the substantive analysis, we have all the experts. And that's the reason why, despite the fact that mainstream media doesn't cover any of this, we're dominating court of public opinion. That Rasmussen poll has gone from the low 40s to now over 60%. And when you look at Republicans, you're looking at two-thirds of the party, over 70% knows that we do not have the rightful president in the White House right now. Mm. And that conviction's growing by the day, the more that this stuff comes out. But, you know, to your point, you know, if you want to make, you know, Professor Clements out to be a liar, I'll tell you how to do it. You don't think there's any issue with the machines? Produce the source code. It's held in escrow as a matter of law in every state. They won't produce it because they know it will just confirm what we've been saying. Mm. The other thing is let us inspect the tabulators, see if there's chip modems or not. And by the way, you don't even have to have internet access to subvert these machines. All of the machines use a designer software election file that's on the tabulator. And if you subvert that election file, you're off to the races. There's so many ways to exploit these machines. And the last thing is give us the cast vote records. These cast vote records are amazing. They basically provide us with the evidence of the machines telling on themselves because there's an arrangement of voting that's absolutely impossible. So those are the three things. And you'll notice that the mainstream media never wants to talk about any of those things. The two things that they really don't want you to ever utter out loud is source code or a canvas, because when you do the canvas, you go to the doors and you start comparing the official records to what people say at the doors. And, you know, for instance, we did a canvas in a red county. And everyone's saying, you're not going to find anything in a red county. Well, the red county that we audited, there was a 41% error rate, a 41% discrepancy between what we heard at the door and what was in the official records. And no matter where I go, that's about as good as it gets. You get to Pennsylvania, in Allegheny County, it's over 70%.
Oh, David, hold that thought. I want to hear where you're going with this. Can you stay on for one more segment?
Absolutely.
All right, great. So stand by. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Grace Curley Show.
And have you looked at your retirement account lately? I mentioned mine was down 42% for my 401k. Somebody actually texted in yesterday that their 403b was down $75,000 in real money. Wall Street is in a downturn, and it's taking your retirement money with it. The fact is we're in a financial storm, and the global economy is weakening. If you need a hedge to protect your retirement so you don't lose any more money, our friends at Monetary Gold would like to send you two free guides. One is called 5 Money Mistakes That Could Crush Your Retirement in the Next 6 Months. The other is called the 2022 Monetary Gold Protection Guide. These free guides will show you how to protect your assets and get through this financial crisis. Did you know that at the high inflation of the 70s, gold increased in value 2,300%? And today, you can buy physical gold or silver and roll over your IRA or 401k retirement account. Gold and silver can help you diversify your risk and protect your retirement in these uncertain times. Call Monetary Gold now to get your two free guides. 800-267-6500. 800-267-6500. That's 800-267-6500. Or go to monetarygold.com/grace. That's monetarygold.com/grace.
The Grace Curley Show will be right back. Grace Curley lives her life by a strict set of rules.
Rule number one, no touching of the hair or face. And that's it!
This is The Grace Curley Show.
Welcome back to The Grace Curley Show. I'm Toby Leary, sitting in for the vacationing Grace Curley, and we have Professor David Clements on the line, who is just talking about the rampant election fraud, if you ask me. But he was giving us the way that we could prove him wrong if we were setting out to do that, right? Go ahead, David. I'll let you take it from there.
Yeah. So there's different ways to basically, you know, debunk the claims that these machines are rigged. And there's different machines at play. So in most places, you've got three machines that are worked. You've got these things called e-poll books or poll pads. We used to have paper poll pads. You walk into a voting precinct center, and you sign out to get your ballot. Well, these are all basically hooked up in their network. So they are hooked up to the internet by law, especially if you've got a voting convenience center. And that presents a problem, because if you are now transmitting data between your county and your Secretary of State, you're compiling a list of who showed up. And that's good in theory, but you're also creating a list of who hasn't shown up. So a lot of people that have watched 2,000 Mules, they might have asked a really appropriate question, which is, how do the mules know to go to a particular drop box with a particular number of ballots for a particular candidate? Well, all of the analytics you get from those e-poll books helps you get that information. That's how you can basically set up the war plan if you're wanting to subvert our elections on just that. So that's one machine. The second machine is this thing called a tabulator. And those things are, you know, we found 14,000 DS200 units that had chip modems affixed to their motherboard. And we were told by everyone that these things don't have any internet capability. Well, that's bull. It's bull. And if you can access the software because of this remote access capability, all you need are the credentials. And if you've got the credentials, you can access the software and start flipping votes. Well, people might say, well, you have to get the passwords. Well, they're easy. We did an audit in New Mexico. We've seen stuff in Michigan, Arizona, Georgia. The username for all of these accounts was admin. I'm not kidding. Admin was the username for all of them.
That's original.
Yeah. 123456 was the password throughout New Mexico. I went to Michigan, asked other clerks, and they confirmed it was the same exact password for them. So if you had admin and 123456, and you have a chip modem, you can remotely access these things, access the software, and start flipping votes.
So at this point, it's the machine's got to go, is really what you're saying, right?
They do. I mean, if your viewers or your listeners hear anything, they need to understand that 2,000 Mules was great because people could see it, they can understand it, but it's the machine-driven fraud that really drives the different manifestations of the cover-up. Hmm. So you get machines, you start making adjustments, you want a predetermined set point that's going to favor the selected candidate, and then the mules are basically giving you the paper trail to cover up what's going on in the machines. And so it's a very complex system. We didn't think it was this complex, but the more that we dig, we're finding out that basically you've seen incremental subversions to our elections going back 30 years, and 2020 was just the culmination of a lot of hard work from bad people.
It's reminiscent, and I know you're from Southwest, but this reminds me of the open border, right? It's like you have the open border where there's this influx of millions of people coming into our country and, you know, doing whatever they're here to do. Some people for good reasons, some people for bad. But the same thing is happening with our election integrity if these machines are so easily corruptible. And we already have proof by the CEO of this Connect guy. And I'm sure this is just the start of a very deep hole that this could head down, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, yeah, if we can protect that case. You'll notice that it was a state prosecution in L.A. County. Mm. The FBI was provided all this information by the True the Vote folks, and they did nothing. They buried it.
Yeah.
And now they're trying to get folks into the case to do everything they can to scare people off. The FBI has been weaponized against the American people to get to the bottom of this. And that's the tragedy, is that a once exalted institution has zero trust with the American people. And you look no further than what happened at Mar-a-Lago,
right,
with the president, or the Peter Navarro, of all people, is arrested at an airport. Bannon has to turn himself into prosecutors. You got John Eastman, the amazing professor who had his phone taken from him on a bogus warrant. Or you have Mike Lindell getting pinned in a Hardee's drive-thru. I mean, it shows you just how desperate these people are to create some narrative to protect this fraudulent system. And what's beautiful about this movement is that there's too many people that can't unsee what they've seen.
Right.
And now you're talking about tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people that are working every day until we get this right. But, I mean, you hit it right from the top. We got to get back to what worked more or less for over 200 years,
paper. And I know you're doing great work on that, David. So how can people follow your work? And we look forward to having you in October 21st at Cape Gunworks. But how can they find you online?
Yeah, follow me at truth@ProfessorDavidClement. or on Telegram, The Professor's Record.
Awesome. Thanks so much for joining us. We will be right back. This is The Grace Curley Show.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria Studio.
Welcome back to The Grace Curley Show. I am Toby Leary, and I am learning the ropes about what we do on Friday. And so we have Emma in studio, who is a new hire here at the Grace Curley and Howie Carr Network, who has got a brand new segment for us that I'm already know I'm going to like. It's called Who Said It, right? And so if you want to get on the line and, you know, load up the phone lines, 844-500-4242, and you can jump in and show that you are in the know about who said what. So jump on the line and you get to play this segment of the show. Emma, why don't you tell us how it works? Oh, actually, before we do that, we have a poll question. Let's go to the poll question, but get on the phone now and go to the poll question. Jared, what is it and how many?
Should Donald Trump appear before the January 6th committee?
Yes.
27% now say yes. 73% still say no.
All right.
And today's poll question is brought to you by the Eden Pure Gen 40 heater. Natural gas bills will be over 50% higher per month compared to last year. The Gen 40 has dual hybrid technology and will reduce your heating bill every month and save you money. You save $50 on the Gen 40 with code GRACE50 at EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code GRACE50.
All right. Well, thank you for that.
I said that.
So we got a new game. Who said it? Go ahead. Tell us how it's played.
Thank you for having me, Toby. So this is our third week of Who Said That. So far, we've done Kim Kardashian versus Hillary Clinton. Last week, we did Liz Warren versus Lizzo, which was super fun. And the callers have been pretty good at it. So what I do is I read a quote and I give people two options. Was it this person or was it this person? And if they get it right, they are entered to win a Make Gas Cheap Again t-shirt.
Now, that's some good social street cred right there. If you're walking around with Make Gas Cheap Again t-shirts on, you definitely want to have one of those. It instantly ups your street cred. And so you'll be entered into that to win that. I'm game. So, you know, why don't you give me an example of how it's played and we'll see if I am up to the task. If, you know, yesterday I tried the other one we did, which
woke
was woke or joke, and I nailed it. So I'm one for one. I'm batting 1,000. Let's see if I
don't
can
get
keep
cocky.
I know. Let's see if I can keep my record up here. And
so this week, our two individuals are Kanye West and Senator John Neely Kennedy, Senator from Louisiana, probably in my top eight fave senators. I don't know about you, but he's pretty good. He stays under the radar, but he's solid.
Always good for a soundbiter too.
Oh yeah. So they both have great quotes, great tweets. Sometimes they're a little ridiculous, so I figure this is really gonna stump the callers. So I'll give you the first one.
All right.
Is this Kanye or Kennedy? In my state, the price of gas is so high that it would be cheaper to buy cocaine and just run everywhere.
I got to say that's Kennedy. That would be Kennedy.
That is Kennedy. It's a fairly recent quote.
Nailed it. Yeah, that sounds like something Senator Kennedy would say. So,
all right, Toby's on fire. He's on a winning streak. If you want to play, get on the line, 844-500-4242. But Emma, since Toby's feeling himself now, let's try and stump him again.
We got to keep him humble.
HCRN hazing. If
sure. So here's the second quote. Is it Kanye or is it Kennedy? As an old friend of mine once told me, just be yourself unless you suck. And none of us think we suck, so you're just better off being yourself. And you know, that's the way I've always been, frankly.
Something an artist would say. I'm going with the artist formerly known as Kanye.
That is incorrect.
Only a matter of time. You dance with the flame, you get burned.
I've been humbled. I've knocked down a little bit. I'm batting 66% here. My batting average is still good, but small sampling at the plate, that's really all it comes down to. And so if you want to be on and challenge, see if you can knock me off my whatever I'm on pedestal that I thought I was on, it's 844-500-4242, and might as well go best 2 out of 3.
I think you can come back from this.
All right. I'm going to try to do better this time.
All right. Number 3, Kanye West or Senator Kennedy? I don't personally like suit jackets anymore. I especially hate suit jackets on women. That was a groundbreaking idea 5 million years ago.
That's a good one. That's a really good one, because it certainly could go either way. Fashion guy, and I'm going to go with Senator Kennedy on this one.
Wrong again. It's Kanye West.
All right, so now it's official. I'm 1 for 3, so forget me. Let's go to the calls. Bob, you're first up today for realsies on Who Said It with Emma. So go ahead, Bob.
Hi, Bob. Are you ready for your quote?
I am.
All right, here we go. Kanye West or Senator Kennedy? It's like taking a big old piece of cheesecake and putting a bunch of spinach on top and saying you can't eat the cheesecake till you eat the spinach.
Kanye West.
That's Senator Kennedy. I mean, they're basically the same guy at this point.
This is tough. This is harder than I thought. All right, Tony's up next. Go ahead, Tony. You're up with Emma.
All right, hit me, Emma.
All right, Tony. Freedom does not come from an election. The freedom comes from you not taking the Percocet.
Kanye.
That is Kanye. We got one.
We have a right answer. Good job, Tony. That's man, I had no clue. Absolutely no clue. But all right, if you want to be entered to win the Make Gas T-shirt cheap again, Make Gas Cheap Again T-shirt, excuse me, you got to call 844-500-4242 right now. And we got Zebra. Go ahead, Zebra.
Oh, this is the embarrassment game here. We'll see how stupid we are.
Sink
I'll make
or
you
swim.
Look good in comparison, Toby. Don't worry.
All right,
Zebra, are you ready for your quote?
Let me have it right between the eyes. Go ahead.
If you had had the opportunity to be given $1 million just for being pregnant, would you have considered? I do not have the funding for it, but I have the platform to present the idea for those who do.
I'm going to have to go with Kennedy. Just sounds like political speech to me.
That's Kanye West, who is political, apparently.
See what I mean?
This is a good one. I got to say, we're tracking, like, I think we've got 2 right answers so far out of all these questions.
Yeah,
all right.
Last week we were not stumping them this badly, but...
Well, apparently these guys are their own, their brothers from another mother, because you really can't tell which way it's going. So 844-500-4242, are these guys ready to go or no? Oh, okay. So let me try and at least get to 500. Give me one more, and I'm sorry to take up all these questions, but go ahead, one more.
All right, Toby, here's your quote. Kanye West or Senator Kennedy? Nike is gerrymandering black people.
I'm going to go with... I know I shouldn't, but I'm going to go with Kanye.
That's Kanye. There you go. 50%.
All right. See, I almost had that like psyops thing where I should just go with the opposite of what I initially think of. But all right. Lee, you're next on Who Said It. Are you ready to play?
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. Go ahead, Emma.
All right, Lee, here's your quote. I mean, Facebook is no longer a company. It's a country. 2 billion users. It can influence what we think, what we believe, how we vote, what we buy, even how we feel.
Kennedy.
That is Kennedy. Mm-hmm. Nice work, Lee.
Very good, Lee. Very good. All right. And let's see. We'll go to Andrew. Andrew, quickly. Go ahead, Emma.
All right, Andrew, I hate when I'm on a flight and I wake up with a water bottle next to me. Like, oh, great, now I got to be responsible for this water bottle.
Kanye.
That is Kanye. Nice work.
Good job. All right. There's a little bit of a streak going on here to wrap it up. Tyler, Go ahead, Tyler.
Tyler, you're our final guesser. Kanye West or Senator Kennedy? You should only believe about 90% of what I say. As a matter of fact, don't believe anything I'm saying at all. I could be completely messing with you and the world the entire time.
Kanye.
That's right. I hope a politician never says that.
Oh, that was very good. Well done there, Emma. That was excellent.
We are going to have to go Catwoman.
Very good. Yeah, he's got some beauties, though. Spun some beauties. So does Kanye, apparently, because I need to start following that guy. I don't know if he's still on Twitter or if he's been banned or what. But anyway, thank you very much for joining
us. Thank you, Toby.
And all of you who played are in the running for something great. It's a Make Gas Cheap Again t-shirt, so we'll let you know. All right. Well, we got the car crossover next. Right? And Jared, you have something really important to tell us.
I do. Speaking of the Cape, a place you are very familiar with, mm-hmm. many of us think of Cape Cod as the place to be during the summer, but you know what? Toby, I think you can attest to this. The fall in the winter on the Cape is awesome.
Shh, don't give them any ideas.
First of all, you can get into a restaurant.
Right.
Second of all, there's no screaming kids and fights on the beach. Fall and winter are special at the Cape, and the specialist place, I just made that word up, is the Nauset Beach Inn. It's truly magical and peaceful about staying oceanside during the off season on the Cape. I've been there. I love it. It's tranquil. Every room has two queen beds. It has a fireplace, and they have fire pits outside. You are outside. You can watch the sunrise in the morning when you're drinking your coffee. You can watch the moon rise at night. You can see the stars, and every room is 45 steps from the ocean. It is perfect. It's serene, and the best part about the winter on the Cape are the rates. From November through March 31st, rates start at just $119.99 weekdays and $149.99 a night on weekends. Overlooking Nauset Beach, the Nauset Beach Inn is the only lodging available inside the Cape Cod National Seashore, and every room commands a superb view of the great outer beach and the ever-changing sea. They are pet-friendly, and they're just a great time. So make sure you take advantage of these special winter rates from November through March 31st, starting at just $119.99 weekdays and $149.99 a night on weekends. Off-season rates till the end of October, and reservations fill up quickly, so book early at NausetBeachInn.com. That is NausetBeachInn.com.
You're listening to The Grace Curley Show. The show that doesn't take itself too seriously.
I have a joke for you.
Okay.
The government in this town is excellent and uses your tax dollars efficiently.
It's the Grace Curley Show.
Not a joke.
Definitely not a joke, but I've enjoyed gabbing with you all today. I'm Toby Leary from Cape Gunworks. I think this might have been a first. Did we take any gun questions at all today?
You know, I don't believe that we did. We do actually have we have one on the text line.
Oh, okay. Why don't we fire away?
This comes in from 207. Toby, not sure you can answer this over the air or in text, but can one legally show a gun if confronted in a road rage incident, or is that brandishing a weapon?
That is a complicated question because there is a use of force continuum, and it really comes down to you cannot escalate the level of force. So you can't go from, okay. So let's save that for a 2A Tuesday question, but Howie's on the line. We got the car crossover happening. And Howie, how are you today?
Very good. Very good. Toby, I wanted to ask you about something, a gun question. If you have been convicted of a drunk driving, can you get a gun permit in Massachusetts from police chief, or is it up to the discretion of the police chief or the state police if you appeal?
That is not something you can get. If you have been convicted of a drunk driving, you are now a federally prohibited person because Massachusetts has a potential to send you away for 2.5 years, which would make it technically a felony. And so, therefore, you are now a prohibited person.
So if you went in to get a gun permit in Massachusetts and you had a drunk driving conviction, say in Kentucky, just to pick a state at random, from the 1990s, you would have to report that. Is that correct?
You would have to talk about it, but they are probably a misdemeanor in Kentucky, so you could possibly still get your license to carry if there was a conviction in Kentucky. But if you were convicted in Massachusetts, no go zone.
Okay, but so it would depend on the state you were in, that you were convicted in.
Correct, but you would still have to disclose that that information on your form.
On your form. Now, would it be a crime if you were convicted of Kentucky and then you sought a gun permit in Massachusetts in a town?
I think it could be construed as one because you sign as under the penalties of perjury.
So it's a perjury is a felony,
right,
under state or federal law.
Right. And they automatically deny you if you lie on that application.
So if you lie, you're automatically denied. So then you don't have the right to carry to get a gun. Now, would the police department come by and confiscate the gun at that point?
If they think you have them, they most definitely would, yes. I would say so. They would come knocking the next day. And that would be if you've bought a gun in the Commonwealth, it is registered in the Commonwealth, and therefore they would know you have it, and they'll probably come knocking. If you've applied and you were denied and they know you have guns, then they'll probably come your way.
Okay.
Yeah. And by the way, today's car crossover is brought to you by Tux Trucks. No one else knows Fisher Plows like Tux Trucks, GMC, and Hudson Mass, your Fisher Plow distributor. They're stocked heavy for the upcoming season. Fisher Plows, spreaders, accessories, and parts. Visit TuxTrucksGMC.com or call 1-800-MY-TRUCK. And that might come in handy if they're right about the winter we're going to have. But yeah, so it's a highly technical question in most states, Howie. But here they've put the kibosh on it, which I actually talked about at great length the other day. If you're a first-time offender, you get your license back after you've paid your debt to society, right? You pay your fine, you do your time, you shovel the side of the highway, whatever the community says, whatever you do, then they give you your license back. But they tell you can never own a gun in the state ever again.
If you've been arrested, say, in Kentucky twice for drunk driving?
Well, it all depends on the sentencing guidelines of Kentucky. If they consider a second offense to be a felony or a crime that's punishable by more than 2.5 years in jail or prison, then yes, you could be a federally prohibited person. Mm-hmm. I have a feeling this is going to be a topic of discussion today.
Maybe not today, but, you know, depending on when our Freedom of Information Act requests come back from Kentucky, it may be a topic down the road.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Well, you know, there's a lot of people out there right now that have a gun permit, and, you know, the law changed, I think, in the early 90s, so the first-time offender. Prior to that, it was a 2-year potential sentence.
I saw Baker just, you know, as he's going out the door, he's issuing pardons to these people. And I think 3 out of the 4 pardons he issued were for people who had committed what seemed like fairly minor crimes at this point. But I don't think these people even care that much, but they just want to get the right to legally own a gun back.
Yeah.
That's why they went through the process of applying for a pardon. And now it goes off to the governor's council to be decided.
Yeah, and I actually empathize with that, especially on nonviolent felonies. You could have somebody who, you know, didn't pay child support or whatever, gotten wrapped up in something they shouldn't have, you know, check larceny or something that nobody, you know, back in the earlier days of their lives, and 20 years go by, they've straightened their lives out, but because of a nonviolent felony, they're now a prohibited person for life, which is ridiculous. But
yeah.
Have a great show, Howie. Appreciate
you. Thank you, Toby.
Yep. And we'll see you next time. I'll be in Monday. Take care. This is The Grace Curley Show.